and welcome to Nyden on Negotiation, the podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Nyden. My philosophy is that you cannot change the other person you negotiate with, but you can change how you negotiate with them to achieve better outcomes for you or your organization. This podcast series includes interviews, lectures, speeches, and webinars, and includes materials from all four of my books. For more information and free resources, please visit www.jnyden.com. Enjoy. Please welcome Carol Bowser. Carol is a former employment lawyer who provides workplace conflict management training and mediation services. Carol is one of the top 30 people to follow on conflict management on LinkedIn and has a conflict tip of the day and newsletter with tips, techniques, and conversation starters. You can find more information at conflictmanagement.com. So the topic of this podcast is when suppliers get caught in customers' drama. When I see it happening, it's usually post-award at QBRs and other kinds of meetings like that. And I literally envision the supplier's clothing getting caught in the customer's moving gears, their approval process or their lack of an approval process, their culture or their own political infighting. Recently, I witnessed such an episode and I felt so much compassion for the supplier. So I called Carol for advice and her advice was so good. I wanted to invite her to the podcast. Okay, so welcome, Carol.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Happy to be here.
Thank you. So Carol, when I called you, you instantly went to goals, roles, guidelines, and ground rules. And this is a really important topic as you work within teams in workplaces. So I wanted to spend the podcast time talking about goals, roles, guidelines, and ground rules because I think it would help avoid feeling like you're caught in someone else's gears. So let's start with how did you come up with this? And then we can go through each of the four elements.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about goals, roles, guidelines, and ground rules for years now, so much so that it's a little bit like an old friend that I don't remember exactly how we met, but it's kind of a go-to. So what I think is, and I think it emerged from my work in conflict resolution and working with people. And I view it as universal themes that are present in every human interaction, whether it is a Teams meeting, an email, a holiday dinner at home, or a negotiation. And I find when any one of those four are inconsistent, changing, dramatically or even subtly, or they are not really fully articulated, that is a ripe for conflict, tension, misunderstanding, getting caught in the gears, and just really kind of slowing, you know, production and work down. So that's kind of how, and I just think it's just kind of based on experience and a way to have a lens to be able to look at things. And so one of the suggestions that I always give to people is, you know, are you looking at goals, rules, guidelines, and ground rules?
Great. So let's take one or each element one at a time. So talk to me about goals and how that might be different from the other three elements.
Certainly. So we look at goals. Every conversation, every Teams meeting, every negotiation, the individuals may have specific goals, the specific outcomes they're looking for, but oftentimes they're really not very well articulated. And it may be that the person's individual goals may be inconsistent with the team goals or the strategic outcomes, because strategic outcomes are goals too. So being able to put a lens on and get really clear on the individual goals, the team goals, the negotiation goals, and have agreement and alignment on that between the each side of the negotiating table. So, you know, in negotiations, I learned from someone that some goals are shared and some goals are contradictory.
Yeah, I wonder who you learned that from, Carol.
I don't know, Jeanette Nyden. So, but being able to kind of get clear on those, and sometimes during the negotiation process, you may find information is changes that impact the goals, whether objectively or subjectively. And I know your work in negotiation, you're also looking at the relationship. So sometimes is it price, is it value, or is it the relationship? What is the primary driving goal? And is there alignment in that on each side of the table and across the table?
Yeah. And it gets really complicated when there is a committee at the buying organization that's trying to make a decision, because now you've got individual goals, department goals, the organizational goal, and then those goals now face the same type of committee on the supplier side. And so we've got a lot to coordinate to get this relationship moving in a positive mutual benefit direction.
Correct. And I think that leads us directly to roles, because at the negotiation table, you may not have decision makers, or the people that are at each side of the table need to report back to some other boss or some other committee why they made the decision that they did. So if there's confusion in the goals, there may also be confusion in the roles as well, because who is at the table should be designed to support the ultimate goals, including, you know, who has decision-making authority for what. So if you can imagine, if there's confusion as to roles, there's probably going to be getting caught in the gears in attaining the goals.
Right. Yeah. And the episode I discussed at the beginning of the podcast, where I saw suppliers' clothing metaphorically getting caught in the customer's gears, it had to do with goals and roles, very much so, and in conflicts around whose role it was to do what and communicate what, et cetera. So this was so helpful for that. Very good clarifying lens. But how is a goal different from a guideline?
So the goal is what you want to accomplish. The guidelines are kind of how we get there. They're the social protocols. They're the how we do things around here. And this is beyond, and it could even be, well, we just have our set way of doing things. This is our boilerplate contract. Well, that's might be one side's guidelines that we defer to a boilerplate, but the guidelines also indicate what's the culture of the negotiating table about, you know, how we negotiate, how we handle conflict, how we interact with the negotiations, how we, and it could be the we, everybody at the table, or one side of the table's team, or even the individual people's team. And if you have different individuals and different teams within an organization having vastly different guidelines of how we do things, that's going to influence the roles, and that's going to influence the guidelines. And it can also just be what I like to call, and this is a term of art, a big hot mess.
Yes, I've been in those meetings where there's been a big hot mess. And from a negotiation perspective, we typically talk about it from a culture perspective, meaning, you know, the buying organization's culture is not aligned with the supplier-facing organization's culture. But what's interesting is about that observation is that always has a lot of judgment. Like, supplier, your culture has to fit to the buying organization. But what you talk about in guidelines is much more neutral. Like, what are the guidelines? And if it's a neutral guidelines, then both parties can contribute, both companies can contribute to the guidelines, rather than thinking the supplier has to bend its culture to meet the buying organization's culture.
Correct. And, you know, one thing that I have learned from you is, you know, kind of the importance of being able to essentially kind of negotiate what the guidelines are, that the people who are in that room, they have the power to be able to kind of influence the negotiation process, because otherwise the supplier might be feeling, you know, compelled, giving too many concessions and not enough trade-offs. And it can be very hard, in particular if you're a supplier. I think that if you try to adapt to every single purchaser's, then your guidelines are, you have no guidelines, because it's catch as catch can. It's like highly subjective, so highly individualized that it's really hard to figure out, again, what your role is. Like, what am I, and as a negotiator with this particular buyer, empowered to do? What am I not empowered to do? Because we're being so, so adaptive to the point of it's becoming a little bit too ambiguous. So I'm hoping that you can see that the goals are going to influence the roles, and the guidelines are going to influence the roles, which are influencing the goals. Then I also talk about ground rules, just to kind of round out that. And I think of the ground rules as thou shalt not. And you have, you know, federal law, state law, local law, agency guidelines. You have, they might be that the particular organization has wholeheartedly adopted industry best practices, and that people say, like, okay, if you cross this line, there are going to be consequences. And that's what I think about as the ground rules of thou shalt not. And I think of ground rules, more externally imposed upon the organization or the negotiation. However, again, internally, there may be ground rules of, you are not absolutely allowed, you cannot do this, you cannot deviate from that. And of course, that's going to impact the guidelines of how we negotiate. It's going to impact the roles, and it's going to impact the goals, and particularly how we get to those goals.
Yeah, so that's fascinating, because a company that I worked with several years ago decided to divest one of its departments, divisions, and no one knew. And we were in the middle of a very large negotiation, you know, $100 million spend. And I found out about it, Google News, watching this particular client, and immediately called the woman that I was mentoring, and she didn't know either. And so that's kind of a ground rule, right? Like, that company making that significant of a decision, they're not going to release that information until they're completely and utterly willing to make it public, because it's a publicly traded company. And that ended up, even though it wasn't necessarily a federal law, it derived from employment law and other, you know, SEC considerations. And so that ended up being kind of a ground rule, is that we went back to negotiate with the supplier, knowing that this was going to be divested, this, you know, unit, and we didn't have any information, but we knew it was happening, and it wasn't personal. But it is interesting how a decision like that is imposed on the negotiation externally, and none of the negotiators that were involved in any of the conversations had any authority from the buying organization to discuss it. And frankly, they only knew what Google News posted, because it was the same press release in Google News that they published internally to the employees. So we didn't know anything.
Yeah. So, when I go in for conflict or to train leaders and teams in how to prevent or address workplace conflict, and even through my coaching, it's a lens that I give people to say, you know, okay, if there is tension or conflict or bad juju or something is just seems off, it is a very neutral way to have a very detailed analysis of what's going on, and particularly if those goals or roles or guidelines or ground rules are internally inconsistent, or they have shifted, or they have changed. And sometimes during negotiations or conversations, we may not be aware, the entire team may not be aware that they're changed, but maybe one person is going in a different direction. And it can just cause a lot of, you know, confusion. And quite frankly, I think it can cause wasted time as well. And really, no one has time to waste. You have time to invest, to become educated and become curious and to maybe take a deeper dive in something. But if it just feels like you're spinning your wheels, or things are tense or uncomfortable, it certainly gives you an opportunity to be able to say, hey, let's just pause here. You know, I'm kind of curious what's happening. I'm sensing something that's going on here. And then just you know, ask questions about a goals, roles, guidelines, and ground rules conversation.
Yeah, and one other thing that you and I had talked about, if you could talk a little bit about it, is, you know, when the customer organization, when their goals, roles, guidelines, and ground rules are not aligned and there's internal tension and the supplier will sense it, is there something that the supplier can do, say, that could potentially help the supplier in that situation?
So, I mean, you certainly can invoke the power of the pause. And I would say, I'll explain that in just a moment. But first, I want to say, if you have a sense that something is not right, or that things seem tense and people aren't articulating something, you know, honor that sense. Because that is that's your mind and your body trying to give you signals that something is not in alignment. So don't discount that. And not everyone's going to sense it. So maybe one of the guidelines within your team is, hey, if someone has a question, this ability, bring in, do we have that authority to say, I'm gonna have to give a pause for a second, and I want to check and see what's happening here, because I'm sensing something is different. You know,
Carol,
what's going on? What's happening here? And I'll go back to this, and this goes to your need to bring it up if you're seeing ask the question, what's happening? Hey, Jeanette, I'm you.
Yeah, so our connection is not there. Yeah, the connection's not the greatest. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap this podcast up.